Hey friends, so good to see you here for another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Today you are in for a treat. You get a front row seat as to how my brain works in making decisions when something breaks and it needs either fixed or replaced. Our world has gotten so used to the ease of just dumping the thing and buying new. But when you're living on one income, just because it breaks does not mean that we get to buy new unless it actually is unfixable. And this is exactly why I am diving deep into answering this question so that you can confidently make your next decision, gaining back time and money you never knew that you lost. So as always, go grab that load of laundry and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Alrighty, I just want to remind you that I am also going to be reading reviews right here on the podcast. So, like I've said before, if you want your review read out loud, go and leave me a quick review on iTunes. Not only does this let me know that you're enjoying the show, but it helps boost the show to other mamas who may need it. Oh, and you know, also make sure you follow me so that you can see if you made it onto the show. Alrighty, so now that we've got that out there, let's dive into the thick of it. I know that I have struggled multiple times with deciding whether or not I should buy something new once it breaks or if I should fix it. I mean, especially when it comes to cars, like knowing whether you should fix your car or trade it in and get a new one, especially when then you have all those feelings of excitement of the possibility that you could have something new. When they set in, it just makes it even harder to decide. And then even when it comes to like something small and simple, like maybe a kitchen appliance breaks, or you have a chair that's broken, or maybe there's a rip in your couch, or maybe even your kids decided to color on something. And you have to decide if you're going to take the time to fix it, take the time to figure out how to fix it, or if you're going to use your money and buy new, which, oh my gosh, there are so many options which can make this whole decision super, super stressful. And that's exactly why I was excited to create this episode on whether I should fix it, buy it, or DIY it. Plus, you know, that kind of just really rhymed and went together well. So I'm like, this is fun. We're going to do this episode. I think it'd be really interesting and really helpful for you guys. And I know that I wish there were times that I had this. It would have made my life and decisions so much easier. And so that's why I'm creating this episode for you, so that you can take it and you can be confident in the next decision that you have to make on whether something needs to be replaced or whether we actually fix it. And whether we fix it ourselves or we give it to somebody else to fix it. I mean, we are only so good at the things we're good at, and you have to be okay with it not looking great if it's not something that you're good at, which we'll get into that a little bit further down the road. But this is the stuff that you have to think about. There's so many questions when asking yourself if you're going to fix it, buy it, or DIY it. And our world says to not fix it. It says, oh, it's cheaper just to buy it. Go buy it. Well, have you actually looked at the price? Do you know if it's cheaper? Have you done your research? I mean, I know it takes time. And if it's not that big of an item, then yeah, usually it is cheaper just to go buy the product. But if it's something big like your car, then buying new is not usually the right option. And I will tell you why in a little bit. But that is why I want you to be able to confidently make these decisions. And maybe because you're doing what the world says and going out and buying new each time, maybe you will gain some money when you figure out if you should be fixing it or doing it yourself or maybe having somebody else do it for you. So that's why I'm excited about this episode. And let's just get into the points that I have. So I guess they're not necessarily points, they're questions. I have these set of questions that I sat down and I'm like, okay, when I have this situation, what do I do? And I came up with these questions to help myself decide and come up with the answer that's best in each decision or each situation. So the first is it fixable? Is it physically fixable? I mean, is it a pin that you had and it literally snapped in half? Is that fixable? I mean, yeah, you probably put some tape around it. You probably use some super glue, but in all reality, it's broken and fixing that is, it's not worth your time and energy, right? But if it's something like your car, fixable is usually the answer. And 90% of the time, you want to fix your car over trading it in. And the reason why, I'll just dive into this now so I don't have to keep holding at the seat of your chair, right? The reason why is because when you look at your item, whatever it is that is broken, you want to decide if it's worth being fixed. So what I mean by this is a pin, like what I said earlier. Is it worth the price that it costs to fix it, or should you just buy it again? Is it the same price? So, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank of the word that is used for in the car industry, but it's like your value. Is it worth the, say, 20 cents that it takes to get tape and tape it around it? Yeah, I mean, tape is less expensive than it is to buy a whole new pin, but at the same time, it's not going to be sturdy. It's not going to hold itself together. So fixing it, it's not worth it. And the value, it just really doesn't matter because the integrity of it is just gone. And good luck riding with a pin that doesn't work. You may say, I fixed a pin, which I'd love to see. If you got a picture of it, put it in the group. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention this earlier, but I am actually starting a group for this podcast so that we can continue the conversations that we have here and just get to talk and learn more from each other and get to know each other, because you get to learn a whole lot about me, but I'd love to learn about you, right? Get to know you and maybe become friends. Okay, but I digress. When it comes to the value of a car, you want to look at the price, like when you take it in to get it checked out, you ask them or you get an estimate as to how much it's going to cost. And this is what they do for insurance too, if you didn't know that. But they take the amount that estimate is and they put it on the value that your car is worth. So say your car is only worth, I don't know, $5,000. If you got into an accident or something happened and it's more than $5,000, it's not worth fixing. It's not worth fixing because it's worth, or the cost to fix it is more than the price or the value of your car. And so that's what I mean by, is it worth fixing? Sometimes we talk about the integrity of it and whether it's worth fixing because of that. But then when it comes to price, is the amount to fix it more than the value of the thing? And so when you sit down and you think about that, if your answer is no, it's not worth it, then yeah, you're going to scrap that vehicle or maybe trade it into a dealership. I know I always feel bad when I do that, but I know that they go through and vet it. Like, I could never sell a vehicle that I know is breaking outright to somebody unless they knew that it was breaking. So I would get rid of it and I would look for something new because it's not worth my time and effort to get it fixed because it's going to cost more to fix it than what it's worth. I'm holding a pen while I'm talking to you. That's where the pen came from, right? Anyways, so then if my answer is yes to fixing it, then I will take it in, and if it's a car, I can do it, probably. My dad's a mechanic, but it's not exactly the thing that I enjoy doing. It's not something I'm good at. And so when I sit down and I think about fixing it, I think about, well, how much time do I have? How much money do I have? Like, do I have the money to send it in and have somebody do it professionally? Because one, it's going to look better. Two, it's going to be done properly. And everything is going to be, you know, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, nobody's perfect, but you don't have to worry about it as much as if you do it yourself. And then you're always like, oh my gosh, did I do that right? Is that going to look good? Is somebody else going to notice? I'm always going to notice, so it's going to look terrible. You know, all those things that just run through your brain. So, how much time do I have? Do I have the time to fix it myself? If it's a vehicle, no, I ain't got the time to fix it myself. I don't want to fix it myself. I hate the feeling of grease and oil on my fingers. You won't see me fixing anything on my vehicle unless I absolutely have to. I will change oil if I have to, but by golly, you're not going to see me doing it because I want to. I would rather have somebody do it for me, or if we don't have the money for it, I will do it, or my husband will do it because he enjoys doing stuff like that. But that's another thing. Maybe you aren't good at it yourself, but maybe your husband can do it. Maybe your husband likes doing stuff like that, so doing it yourself would be worth it, like fixing or changing your oil. Maybe he can easily fix whatever problem is going on the car if he has that kind of knowledge. But if not, then you want to take it in and have it done by somebody who knows what they're doing. So those are kind of my thoughts as to whether I should do it myself or whether I should take it in, because I know that here recently, it's been almost 2 years now, I bought my house for my dad and it needed some major updating, And so like the insulation was falling down on the walls and we kind of just quickly threw up some insulation and put up some drywall while we were doing it ourselves, right? So I am staying at home and I'm like, okay, I'll just tackle the spackling job or the mud job or whatever you want to call it, where you put tape on the wall and you put the mud up there to make the walls smooth and you can't see the seams where the drywall meets. Well, it's the first time I've ever done it. And needless to say, you can still majorly see the seams. Like, the seams don't look like holes in the wall, but now they just look like bubbles. I'm like, oh, great. That does not look the greatest. And I stare at it all the time going, man, I wish I would have done that better. Or if I would have had help, it would have looked so much better. Now that it's painted, I don't know if I can re-go over it with mud or if the mud will just fall off, you know, all these other problems. So those are things that you need to think of too, is in the future, whether it's the right decision or not, and if you're going to get mad at yourself and want to fix it, because is it worth doing it twice or just having somebody else do it once right? Doing it wrong twice, that's what I'm trying to say. Is it worth it to you to have it done yourself and make it not look good and then go in and redo it, or just have somebody else do it for you and not have to redo it and get it done the first time right? Which option would you choose? I mean, each situation's different. Some things you're like, oh, I don't really care what it looks like, so I'm just going to quickly throw this up, call it good. Some things you're like, yeah, no, that has to look good. Otherwise, it's going to drive you nuts. That's me right now with my drywalling seams. Okay, so then another question that I ask myself is, would I enjoy the work? Am I good at it? Would it be okay? Would I be, like I said, okay with the subpar work? And if I would have thought about it more, I may have let myself go a little bit slower or redo it. I just wanted to get it done because I was the only one working on the house and I'd been doing it, I think at this point, a month straight, and I was just ready for a break and I was just living in it. And I'm like, okay, I can't do this. Plus, we were trying to get moved in, so I was trying to get certain stuff done so that we could get moved in. It wasn't going to be completely done, but done enough that we could move in without like having a mess everywhere. And yeah, I still just wish I would have taken a little bit longer to get it done better. Or better, had better product too, because you know sometimes when you're fixing things you try to get the stuff that doesn't cost as much, but by getting the stuff that doesn't cost as much you also run risk of it not looking as good or sealing as good or being as high quality. And here we want to focus on things that are going to last, because that's the whole point of being frugal. It's finding things that, yeah, it may not cost as much, but at the same time, it's going to last you longer. So maybe you buy something that's a little higher priced right now, but it's going to last you way further down the line than if you'd have gotten that smaller priced product. Okay. So I hope that all made sense. I hope I hit every point that I was trying to talk about, like whether... Here, I'll just go back over it and make sure I touch on everything in case I miss something. So what I said, the first questions is whether it's actually fixable. And if it is, do I know how to fix it? If it's not something I know how to fix, do I have the money to have somebody else fix it? If I don't have the money to have somebody else fix it right away, then maybe you need to set aside a sinking fund and save up some money a little bit along the way if it's something that's that important. If it's something that is fixable, you don't want to do it yourself, but you don't have the money to fix it, is it something that you really need? Is it something that you use all the time? Or is it something that you can just scrap and get when you have more money later on down the road? That's another question you can ask yourself. But then you also have to ask yourself, if you're going to be the one to fix it, do you have the time to fix it? Do you have the knowledge to fix it? Do you have the money to buy the products to fix it? And are you going to be okay with it looking subpar if you're not the greatest at it? Do you enjoy doing the work, or are you just doing it because you have to? Because if you're doing something because you have to, it's not going to come out as good as if you're doing it because you enjoy to do it. And then you also have to decide if it is fixable and if you don't want to do it, and you have the money to fix it, then you need to go and you need to do research to figure out where it is that you're going to take it. Sorry, my brain was like going down two different paths there and couldn't decide which route to go, because it was trying to also think about if it's not fixable, if you say no to it being fixable, then going out and buying new is probably your best bet to take. But you also have to look at your budget and decide if it's in the budget to buy brand new. A pen? Yeah, I'm sure you can buy a pen. A car? Yeah, not so much. I know that you can get a loan out on them and you can get them down pretty low if you shop for it properly, which I am going to do an episode on buying a car. I think it'd be fun because, you know, going through and buying a car frugally is sometimes very emotional and very stressful, and I would just like to ease that on you as well. So, before I start talking about that, I think I hit all the points here. I know it's kind of all over the place, so if you are confused about anything, please pop over in the Facebook group. It is in the show notes, and it is also the name of the podcast. So if you just go to Google, or not Google, well, you might find it in Google. I don't know. I haven't checked. Maybe I should check that. Anyways, go to Facebook and type in the One Income Family. It should come up for you. Or you can just go to the show notes and click the link that I have in the show notes to check it out. But if you also have questions and you don't want to go to the Facebook group, or maybe you're not on Facebook, you can send me a message through email, and which my email is also in the show notes. And you can just ask me your questions and I will help you answer them. Or maybe you have a way that you try to answer these questions yourself, like something that you do to decide whether you're going to fix it or DIY it or buy it. And I would love to hear it, because I know I'm not the only person who does this, and there are multiple ways out there to do it. So I'd love to hear what you have to say or any questions that you may have. I'd love to answer them. So with that, I will see you guys next week. Oh, and before I hop off, I just wanted to shout out a quick reminder to not forget to go and leave that review so that you can have your review read on the show, and to remember to follow me so that you can see if your review made it onto the show. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.